from New York, up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. So listen, actor Tyrese recently let it be known that he is done with loud and aggressive women. He says now he is only attracted to women whose voices are soft and women who has that energy and presence of grace and regal sophistication. Now, this caused quite the discussion and debate on the internet and beyond, particularly, you know, black women sounded off. My guest this morning, Tom, says that Tyrese, though, may have a point, and that for women, soft is powerful and can get you the kind of loving relationship you want. I'm going inside her story with the TJMS's own Dia Direct Smith, who is an Amazon number one bestselling author, also known as the Man Whisperer. She is the author of the new book, Soft is the New Power. And
Soft
Tom, she used to be that hard, aggressive girl in her relationships. Good morning, Dia.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Listen, hey, let's start with
Take
this.
Take it down, Dia. Take it down.
Shut be
down.
Quiet, Jay. So you used to be hard. Describe some instances where you displayed that in a relationship. What were you like when you were hard in a relationship?
Well, I think I always had a point to make. You know, my personality, I've always been an only child. I was small for my age, and I always had to stick up for myself. Furthermore, you know, I saw my grandmother. I felt like she was taken advantage of by being meek. My mother went through an abusive relationship. And so I think growing up, a lot of times what happens is we respond to what we've been exposed to, and we spend our lives on the defense, feeling like I'm not going to ever let that happen to me. And so I've always felt like I've had to take up for myself and feel like I had to overexert myself in order to be heard or seen or be seen as strong. And so, you know, I think I've carried that into relationships in the past. And, you know, several instances sort of were wake-up calls. But one in particular that I talked about on the cruise was when I was having an argument with an ex-boyfriend. And he said to me, he said, you know, Dia, you go too hard in the paint. You know, he was like, listen, if I wanted to date a man, that's exactly what I would do. Now, I didn't let him know how it affected me. But when I was in my quiet time, you know, it really kind of messed up my spirit, because what I realized is I had lost my ability to be soft and to be feminine and to use my feminine power authentically, because
you know what,
I was using my masculine energy to lead, not my feminine energy.
Right. Well, let me ask you this though, because you know, I've known you for a long time, and I love your personality. I always have. And we love, you know, like the cookie lions of the world that are hard and aggressive and loud. And they usually, like you just described, have a backstory as to why they are that way. And if that's who they are, why should they change? Shouldn't a man love them for who they are?
No.
Yeah, I really think that's a great question, Jackie. But think about it this way. You don't want to be a one-note wonder. You know what I mean? It's like if somebody is always singing the same tune or the
same
note
jokes.
After a while, you start to tune them out. And so it's like having a financial portfolio. What do they tell us? You have to diversify your financial portfolio.
I have a question. I have one question.
Okay.
Why was your ex on the cruise?
What does that have to do with anything that we are talking about?
That has nothing to do with
Jay, we're going to table that. I'm moving on.
I don't even understand the question.
Don't worry about it. So you had this aha moment that made you
decide to be softer.
was it a difficult transition because you were changing at the core who you were? How, like for women out there who are hearing this that find that they are aggressive and hard, how do you make that transition? Because it's like becoming a different person.
So here's the good news. The good news is you can be more than one thing. You know, I'm still the same Dia. You know, don't think I can't turn up. Of course I can. But what I'm saying is that you can diversify your communication portfolio. You know, I
think what's the process,
Dia? The whole point of soft power, and really it's a term that can be, that is actually a political term, and it's about your ability to attract people who you're trying to influence. In order to influence people, they have to be interested in who you are and what you have to say.
I have another question.
It's all about being strategic and knowing what your intention is. And so what I do is I give you the tools to really be intentional and strategic about what it is you want to achieve based upon who your audience is, based upon who you're talking to and what you want to accomplish, what you want to achieve. Ultimately, I give you tools to figure out how to approach it most effectively. And so sometimes that's going to be changing your tone. Sometimes that's going to be changing your pace. Sometimes it's timing. You know, it might not be the right time. And this can be applied both at work and in your personal life. And by the way, it can also be used by men.
Because it's not your segment.
Yeah, Jay,
it's inside her story.
Thank you, Sybil. So, Dia, let me ask you this. Let me give you a scenario. So, let's say your boyfriend that you live with or your husband comes home very late, later than he was supposed to.
Sure.
And you're up. You know what I mean. He's been out late. And yes, he comes home, and you're bothered by that. It upsets you because he said he was going to be home at one time. He's home much later. So we know how that hard conversation is going to go with the hard aggressive girl. How does what's the softer approach to that?
I think that's a really good question.
Oh, she got a good question.
I have a lot of good questions, Jay. You have none. Go ahead, Dia. I mean, just an example of.
No, I think that's a really good question. And I think in that moment, you have to decide, you know, what is it that I want to achieve? You know, if you're down for being in an argument and you know that's where you want to go with it, then that's what it's going to be. It might mean that because you're so upset, that might not be the time to talk about it. First,
that's not what she asked, Dia.
Yes, it is.
Dia, direct. She said, when the man comes home late, how do you softly get up in there?
But she is, that's a good point, because a lot of times not talking about it is handling it.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
A lot of times making the decision to table it and really reflect on it. And I have done that. You know, just table it and talk about it later.
How do you do it?
Yeah, how did you do it, Jackie?
I would like to respond.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Dia. Go ahead.
But here's the thing about being direct, Tom. When you know yourself, sometimes you might know that's not the right time for you to talk, right? You might leave it alone, and you might revisit it when you've calmed down, because it's not going to be a good conversation. So depending on what it is that you want to achieve, you can be intentional. You may not say anything, and you may wait till the morning after he's had some rest, after you've had some rest, and then you have the conversation.
How do you say, Negro, where you been, very softly?
You say it the next day.
You start by waiting. I think she's absolutely right. I think you
table
it and you calm down.
Let me ask you this. Are there levels of softness?
Absolutely.
And so,
what level are we on now?
We're on the level of clowning. That's the level we're on right now. Okay. However,
can you turn up sometimes when you're soft, Dia? In a relationship, can you have moments of aggressiveness?
When can you get a little bit more aggressive?
Do you have to announce that you're I'm about to get loud now?
Of course you can. Okay. Of course you can. So there's being assertive, and then there's being aggressive. You know, to assert yourself is not necessarily being, you know, you can still be strong and say what you have to say, but that doesn't mean you have to nag it to death or you have to kill it all day long. You say what you say, you mean what you say, and you keep it moving.
And so what's the best way
She really is very right about this.
Go ahead, Sybil.
No, what's the best way to tell an aggressive, overbearing coworker to shut the heck up?
Like Jay, Dia. We're specifically talking about Jay.
I would say, you know what, Jay? I appreciate that you're enjoying this conversation, and I appreciate, you know, your perspective on it. And
more importantly,
what I really appreciate is that I know that Jay agrees with me. He's having fun, yes, but I know he agrees with me, just like Tom. And I know Tom really enjoys a soft, feminine woman, because
sure
you know
do.
Why?
Yes.
Because he's all the masculine that he needs. Tom is all the masculine man that he needs. He doesn't need masculine energy coming from a woman.
Spin it.
The book is Soft as the New Power. Dia Direct Smith. Thank you, Dia.
Good job, Dia.
She's right. Great job. Y'all are a mess.